Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Haas moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to home to get Haas. Cochran moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Simmons moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kramer. Porter reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball four. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is called out on strikes. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Com moves to third. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague strikes out. Cochran drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Montague out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Cochran scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Com. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Wahlberg bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Com hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Com reaches second base with a double. Morgan moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morgan scores. Com moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-1 in the game. Montague bunts towards the mound. Wahlberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Brown reaches third base with a triple. Com scores. Sewell goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Indians. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague misplays the ball. That's an error on Montague. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vosmick moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Com strikes out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive, McNair throws it away. That's an error on McNair. Sewell is thrown out after the base hit. Vosmek scores. Morgan goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Bowman now pitching. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-2 in the game. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bowman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2. Indians. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vosmek is hit by the pitch. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vosmek moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. he's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vosmek scores. Morgan moves to second. It's 7-2, Indians. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-3 in the game. Montague is hit by the pitch. Morgan moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Morgan scores. Sewell moves to third. Montague moves to second. It's 8-2, Indians. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Cochran hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cochran scores. It's 8-3, Indians. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox strikes out. The ball gets by Sewell. He chases the ball to the backstop. Simmons goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. One out. It's 8-4, Indians. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Vosmek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Vosmek reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Coleman pinch hits for Joe Bowman. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. Coleman moves to third. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-4 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Coleman scores. It's 8-5, Indians. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 doubles. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.